Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
This is what I tell them. Look.
I've been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it. Hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success
Chronicles. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles. And today we're on with Miss Sherry Shepherd, great lady, doing some awesome things. And I'm excited to have her on and share her story. So first off, thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Awesome. Well, let's dive into it. If you don't mind, you know, sharing a little bit about your story and your journey so we have an idea of who you are and what it is you do.
Well, you know, when you ask me the question, the first question is, you know, what's your story? What's your life story?
Yeah.
And I have pondered that. And I thought I don't have a life story. You know, I have lived day by day.
Yeah.
Trying to get through some days, begging the Lord to help me deal with whatever was happening in the moment. So, you know, the story is just the culmination of all of those days coming together. So if I had to articulate what is my life story, It is the faithfulness of God.
Ooh.
Because regardless of where I've been, what I have done, what I've seen, who I have talked to, ultimately, it is all because of the faithfulness of God. I'm an old dog. I've been around a long time, and I have three grown children. I have worked a lot of different jobs, different occupations, different industries. But regardless of where I was and what I was doing or what I was dealing with, it's the faithfulness of God.
I love it.
Unfortunately, I have several failed marriages in my past. I have a child who dealt with self-harm. He was a cutter for many years, in and out of institutions and all of that. So I was a single mom trying to raise those kids. Like I said, in and out of bad marriages. But God, it's all about Him. Where I am today, any small success I might have had, it is all about Him and His faithfulness to see me through, to provide direction and comfort, You know, pull me up in the lap of Abba Father and hold me tight when there was no one else to do so.
Yeah.
My story is His story. It is His dealing with me. So what little contribution I might have made in this life so far, or what I might be doing, the wonderful things that are happening maybe right now where I'm employed, ultimately it's all because of Him seeing me through, guiding and directing and getting me there.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Well, what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
Ooh, I'm not proud of most anything, but there have been a couple of pinnacles. Mm-hmm. I did not get my bachelor's degree until I was 50 years old.
Oh, wow.
Pretty proud of that.
That's awesome.
I have a double human resources certification, which I achieved prior to getting the degree, but I have an SPHR, Senior Professional Human Resources Certification, and a SHRM, Senior Certified Professional Certification. Back in the day when I was going for that, only about 1% of the HR professionals across the country held that certification, the SPHR certification. Since then, I think it's been more widely received, and a lot of other folks have seen the value of that and have gathered the necessary components to accomplish that as well. But I got that back in 2006 when it was not widely known or attained by others. But I had to get my kids through college, and then it was some mama time, and I went back for my degree, a bachelor's degree in organizational management and leadership when I was 50 years old. So that opened the door for some opportunities that I did not have even with the certifications, because that's kind of the basic. To get your ticket punched, to get up, you got to have a bachelor's. And the bachelor's now is the equivalent of the high school diploma back in my day, you know. So it's the minimum you've got to have. So I think the certification and the degree. And I have to say, I want to leave a legacy for my children and for others. And I have been able, along with my husband, to purchase my grandfather's property. So the old home place, which we thought we were going to lose and it was going to be out of the family, I was able to step in. God provided an opportunity, and we have been able to purchase that property. So we will continue to leave that legacy to our children and our children's children. So is it something I'm proud of? No, but I sure value it highly.
Yeah. I love it. Well, just hearing you talk about your journey, well, hearing you talk about the things that you're proud of, I would consider that to be hugely successful. So let's hit on success. what is your definition of success?
It has changed, quite honestly, depending on where I've been in my life. That definition at one time was, it's all about the money. You know, the definition of success is how much money are you making? That is kind of the scorecard. That's why we get up every day and go to work to do what we do, because the money is the scorecard. The more money you make, the more successful you are. That's not success. You know, that is not success. At one time it was, got to be the subject matter expert, got to be the person that people come to, you know, that acknowledges that expertise. Oh, that'll be success. Well, to some degree, I guess I have attained that. That's not success. That's not success for me. What I have found at the end of the day, you know, you've only got so many hours that you can give. You've got to prioritize. What are you going to focus on? What's going to matter? You're going to have to pick and choose what is going to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. And since nobody is going to, no one, everybody isn't going to like you, is what it boils down to. You're going to please some, you're going to displease others, you fail others or whatever. So when it all comes down to it, what is success? At the end of the day, Lord, did I please you? That's success. When I get up in the morning, my prayer is, Lord, I surrender today to you. It's successes, it's failures, it's attempts. It's all yours. So at the end of the day, did I please my boss? That would be nice. You know, did I earn that paycheck? That would be nice. But at the end of the day, Lord, did I please you? Did I accomplish what you placed me here to accomplish? If so, that's a successful day for me.
I love it. Well, I'm going to go off script here a little bit. if you don't mind, what I like to do is just kind of throw some words at you. And if you don't mind, just talk to me about what comes to mind or what comes to heart.
Okay.
When you hear these words, if you're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the first phrase is living and learning.
Okay. Well, living and learning is acquiring wisdom. And that means maybe living through some difficult times, maybe living to the best of your ability, accomplishing something great. But when it's all said and done, did you learn from it? Did you grow from it? You know, maybe you learn what not to do next time. Maybe you learned what you don't like. And so don't go after that again. Let's try
this. Don't do that.
You know, that if everything is filtered through the mindset that, okay, I can't go back in time and change it, but can I grow from it? Can I learn from it? Can I be a better person now because of that? Can I help someone else maybe not make the same mistakes that I made because I am able to share a little bit of insight and pain that they can avoid?
Love it, love it. All right, the next word is prioritizing.
Oh, prioritizing. You know, that brings to mind an object lesson that I was able to see many, many years ago, and it has stuck with me. And it's a jar. You're probably familiar with this. It's a jar, and there are a lot of different pebbles that are surrounding the jar. There's a couple of big rocks and some pebbles, and the instructions are fill the jar with all of the rocks and the pebbles that you have here. Well, if you put the small pebbles in first, you're probably not going to have room for the bigger rocks. But if you put the bigger rocks in first, you'll find the smaller pebbles can filter down through the bigger rocks and can fill up the jar. So if you pay attention to the higher priorities, the bigger things, the more important things, and pay attention to those first, the smaller things will fill in the cracks. You can get those things done. But the last thing you want to do is fill in the cracks with all the small, lesser important things so that you have no room to pay attention to the bigger, more important things because you run out of time. So you've got to learn some time management. You got to make sure you're paying attention to the important things first, and then you fill in the cracks with the rest.
Hey, I have one word in response to that. Mm-hmm. And that word is boom. Let's go. Okay, that's three words.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. I love it. Great analogy. All right, so one more word, and I'm going to pause a little bit before I give you this one because it's a good one, so I want to warn you on this one.
Okay.
All right. The last word is legacy.
So I've already addressed that a little bit. I touched on it with the purchase of my grandfather's property. All right. That's a legacy. Why? I mean, it's dirt, right? It's dirt. Come on. But what that dirt represents for me is my grandfather used to walk those fields, plow those fields, praying for his children, his children's children, the descendants. And I receive that. I take that to heart. I know that about him, and I want to continue to pass that on. Not the dirt, but the representation of walking that property that has already been plowed and sown and reaped for the legacy of praying through the generations. That's for me. Do I care if anybody remembers my name? No, not important to me. Do I care that they remember the God that I serve, the Jesus who died for me? Absolutely. That's the legacy that I want to leave. That is the passion that I want to instill in my children and anybody that I come in contact with day in and day out, is when they see me, are they reminded of the God that I serve, who has helped me and will help them.
So good. Well, as we close, I just want to say thanks again so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles. Truly appreciate it, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you very much, sir. It's been an honor. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. And thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless. Go get it.